Natural wonders of the world. From China to Chile, the USA to Ukraine, discover these spectacular natural wonders.
The Zhangjiajie Mountains, China.
If these mountains remind you of Avatar, 2009, it's because they inspired the makers of the movie and feature in it. They may not float like the ones in the film, but as the mountain tops are often above the clouds, they appear to be floating, which is where the film got the idea from. The Zhangjiajie Forest Mountains, China's first national park, are in the Hunan province of central China. Over time, the sandstone has been eroded by weather and broken apart by the roots of the subtropical forest, creating these incredible pillars, some 1 kilometer high. They've featured in Chinese art for centuries, but it was easy for Westerners to imagine that the landscape was imaginary. It's a 2-hour hike to the top of a mountain plateau for a view of the most famous of them, the 1,080-meter-high Southern Sky Column, renamed as Avatar Hallelujah Mountain in 2010. Or you can travel the 326 meters to the plateau in the world's tallest outdoor glass elevator. But the queue for that is also 2 hours. Marble Cathedral, Chile.
Patagonia in southern Chile is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and it is largely untouched by man because it is so remote. So it isn't easy to get to the village of Puerto Rio Tranquilo, about 2,200 kilometers south of Santiago, Chile's capital. There is only one dirt track that goes there, and four-wheel drive vehicles are recommended. But that doesn't dissuade travelers who want to see the Marble Cathedral on the vast Lake Carrera between Chile and Argentina. We think of marble as exceptionally durable, but it is made of calcium carbonate, which is soluble. So, since the end of the last ice age, the waves on Lake Carrera have sculpted this incredible cathedral. The marble is, in fact, white, but the glacial water of the lake is so azure that it makes the rock look blue. The caves are only accessible by boat or kayak. The best time to go is in winter, when the water level in the lake is low and more of the cavern is revealed. Antelope Canyon, Arizona, USA.
Created by centuries of water erosion, Antelope Canyon is the most extraordinary part of the Navajo Tribal Park in Arizona. Photographers are fascinated by the way beams of light occasionally penetrate to the floor of the 37-meter-deep canyon, and for good reason. One such picture by photographer Peter Lick sold for $6.5 million in 2010. To the Navajo, it is a sacred place that they bless every 4 years. Tourists are only allowed to visit with a Navajo guide, but this is not just to stop people disrespecting it. It is for their own safety. It can be a dry, sunny day at Antelope, but if it has rained far away on higher land, the water will flow downhill and concentrate here in a flash flood in the canyon. In 1997, for example, a group of visitors, including 7 French tourists, was killed when the canyon suddenly filled with rainwater that had fallen 11 kilometers away earlier that day, and the distances can be much greater than that. Kirkjufell, Iceland.
If this bizarrely shaped mountain seems familiar to you, it may be that you are a Game of Thrones fan. In the series, this is where the Night King came from, its curious shape making it a suitable location for a zombie overlord. In reality, the mountain owes that shape to the fact that it was sandwiched between 2 glaciers during the last ice age. Today, it's one of the major sights of Iceland, especially in winter, when it makes the perfect location to watch the lights of the Aurora Borealis. In summer, it attracts trekkers, but going to the top is not something to do without a guide. It may look simple to climb in this picture, but many people have died thinking they could reach the top on their own. Mendenhall Ice Caves, Alaska, USA.
Follow any stream flowing towards a glacier and you will find ice caves. They are formed by the water as it carves its passage through the ice, creating hypnotically beautiful structures. The ever-changing ice caves of Mendenhall Glacier, not far from the Alaskan town of Juneau, are among the biggest you can visit. The caves go deep inside the 20-kilometer glacier, and some are about 10 meters high. Although global warming is making glaciers such as Mendenhall retreat, these internal streams are natural and essential. They lubricate the underside of the glacier, which helps it to slide forward. Qliluk, Spotted Lake, British Columbia, Canada.
Qliluk, or Spotted Lake, is unique. In summer, something amazing happens. The saline lake, formed by rainwater and underground springs, dries out, revealing hundreds of colored spots. This is because, over centuries, mineral deposits have been washed into the lake from the surrounding hills, becoming highly concentrated. These minerals crystallize to form spots. The blue spots are magnesium sulfate. The green ones also contain calcium carbonate. There are about 365 of them in total, and they are considered sacred by the Okanagan First Nations people, who say they have medicinal properties. Tunnel of Love, Ukraine.
While the war rages in the east of Ukraine, people can still come to this unchanged oasis of beauty and calm in the west. It's called the Tunnel of Love because it is a favorite spot for romantic walks and Instagram pictures, a 4-kilometer stretch of railroad track surrounded by forest greenery. Only a few trains a day take this route, transporting plywood sheets from a local factory to the town of Klevan, from where they travel to Western Europe. Ironically, the Tunnel of Love is the product of conflict. During the Cold War, 1947 to 62, there was a military base in this forest. The trees were allowed to grow and cover the tracks to camouflage the movements of military equipment. Hang Son Dung, Vietnam.
The biggest cave in the world, Hang Son Dung, Mountain River Cave, was unexplored before 2009. Located deep in the Vietnamese jungle, it was discovered by a Vietnamese man sheltering from a storm. Everything about this place defies imagination. The interior of the 9-kilometer-long cave is so high, you could fill it with a few 40-story skyscrapers. It contains a jungle supported by the sunlight coming in from two large holes in the top of the cave where the rock has collapsed. Monkeys and flying foxes live here. It has an internal river and beaches. Sometimes there are clouds inside the cavern, which is big enough to have its own weather system. Getting here, however, is not easy or cheap. The Vietnamese government limits visits to 1,000 people a year, and only one company has the right to take people inside. The 4-day trek through the cavern, which costs $3,000 per person, is described as difficult, but you don't need any special caving or mountaineering skills to do it. A few years ago, the government planned to build a cable car capable of transporting 1,000 people every hour through the cave. Thanks to resistance from locals and ecologists, this idea has been dropped for the moment. Vinicunca, the Rainbow Mountain, Peru.
Before 2015, the 3 million people visiting Cusco in Peru each year had one sight they wanted to see, the Inca ruins of Machu Picchu. Today, 33% of them also visit Vinicunca, the Mountain of Seven Colors. The reason why it was on nobody's radar before now is that until recently it was hidden under a permanent coat of snow. In the 21st century, global warming has revealed the extraordinary geological formation underneath. The Seven Colors are strata of different minerals deposited millions of years ago before the formation of the Andes Mountains. During sedimentation, heavier minerals sank lower than lighter ones, so creating strata. When tectonic movements created the mountains, the strata finished in a vertical position. From the nearest road, it is an 8-kilometre hike up Vinnikunka and back. The walk is not difficult, except that at 5,200 metres above sea level, you need to have acclimatised for a few days so as not to get altitude sickness. And be warned, the weather is very changeable in the Andes, so some people get here only to find Vinnikunka is hidden by cloud. Cave of Crystals, Mexico.
In the year 2000, two brothers were working deep in the Naica mine in Mexico. Drilling 300 meters below the surface, they broke through into a chamber containing the biggest and most extraordinary crystals on the planet. Made of fragile, translucent selenite, the crystals had been growing for 600,000 years in perfect conditions, until the water in which they bathed was drained by the mine. Unlike most mines, Naica gets hotter the deeper you go, due to its proximity to a magma channel. By the time you reach the Cave of Crystals, you need to be wearing ice packs all over your body and several layers of insulation. Even then, most people can only take the heat and humidity for about 20 minutes. Lake Abraham, Alberta, Canada.
Winter in the Canadian Rockies is cold. The sub-zero winds rapidly freeze the water of Lake Abraham in Alberta, the ice being so clear that you can see right through it. But it's not just water you can see. Methane is constantly generated by organic matter decomposing on the bottom of Lake Abraham. But as these bubbles of methane ascend in winter, they get trapped in the ice, creating this amazing, surreal sight.